AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is suggesting displaced Palestinians in war-torn Gaza resettle outside the territory, with the U.S. taking charge of developing the land.
The president calls Gaza a big pile of rubble.
I don't think people should be going back to Gaza.
And proposes the roughly 1.8 million people there leave, with the U.S. claiming the territory for itself.
I do see a long-term ownership.
The brazen proposal made during a news conference with Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu would undermine a long-standing push for a two-state solution between Israel and Palestinians. The real estate developer turned president claims the U.S. could turn Gaza into a world-class area once Palestinians resettle elsewhere.
The Riviera of the Middle East.
And he's not ruling out using American troops to fill any security vacuum.
We'll do what is necessary.
The president did not say under what authority the U.S. could take the land and redevelop it. Even Republican allies are somewhat skeptical. One Democrat says the president's completely lost it. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Iran's currency plunged to a record low after President Trump signed an executive order to reimpose pressure on Iran and its nuclear program. The president suggested he wanted to deal with Tehran.
We had no threat when I left office. Iran was not able to sell oil. Nobody was buying oil because I said, don't buy it. If you buy it, you're not doing any business with the United States.
Protesters planned again today around the country over President Trump's plans to cut government spending. Maryland Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin was outside the Treasury Department.
And just like Elon Musk did not create USAID, he doesn't have the power to destroy it.
This is AP News. U.S. and British scientists say an asteroid that slammed into the moon more than 3 billion years ago carved out a pair of canyons on its far side.
Each about the size of the Grand Canyon. That's good news for NASA, which is looking to land astronauts at the moon's south pole on the near Earth-facing side later this decade. Because the debris went elsewhere, the pole won't be buried under it, leaving older rocks exposed for collection by moonwalkers. These older rocks can help shed light not only on the moon's origins, but also Earth's. The scientists used photos and data from NASA's Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter to map the area the asteroid hit and calculate the path of debris. They reported their findings in the journal Nature Communications. I'm Ben Thomas.
Parts of northern Japan are buried under 4 feet of snow, and more is falling. Airports are closed, people are digging out. The region in Japan could get another foot of snow. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.